Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶童桥。今天只为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 106. And it's Friday again. I should say happy weekend for you guys. 又到周末了，那来看一下今天我们会聊些什么呢？今天的标题是叫勒住你的马。What is...勒住你的马 Alright, so we're going to starting our program by talking about horse. 那今天需要聊的呢是 horse, H-O-R-S-E. 那本周呢都在聊和动物相关的啊，除了周三以外特别节目。那周一我们聊到了 birds and bees, 还有小鸟，对不对？那周五呢我们来聊聊马好了。And the first expression, 那今天的第一个短语呢叫做 a horse of a different color, horse.H-O-R-S-E, different, D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T, color, C-O-L-O-R. 那 a horse of a different color, actually it originated from 400 years ago, 大约是起源于400年前。有这样一个情况，第一眼瞥见一匹马的时候，在印象中这匹马是某种颜色，但是后来仔细看却发现颜色根本不同，完全是另外一回事儿，所以呢，运用到我们的生活当中呢，又是什么意思呢？接下来我们就一起来听一个例句，感受一下。You mean to say that guy with that beautiful girl is her brother? I thought he was her boyfriend. Hey, that's a horse of a different color. I will go ask her for her phone number. Have you got it?Alright, 那非常简单啊，一个句子了，相信大家都应该听明白了。就跟说，你的意思是说和那个漂亮姑娘在一起的那个男的是她的哥哥，哦，我还以为是她男朋友呢。嗨，这样的情况那就完全不一样了，那我可得去要她的电话号码。 Now one more time with the sentence. You mean to say the guy with the beautiful girl is her brotherI thought he was her boyfriend. Hey, that's a horse of a different color. I'll go ask her for her phone number. So here, a horse of a different color 就指的是完全是另外一个情况了，完全是另一码事儿。那发现了他身边那个男生不是他的男朋友，而是兄妹的话，那这样的话，那当然情况不一样了，就要燃起追求这个女孩的这个决心，准备大胆的向她要电话。So this is a horse of a different color. So if you are like chatting or talking with your friends one day, 如果你和朋友在聊天的时候 you are talking about one thing and he or she is talking about another thing. 那他在聊另外一件事情 So you can like say, that's a horse of a different color. 你和我聊的就是完全不是一码事啊，大家就是各聊各的。So the second expression about horse is called one horse town.那第二个要聊的关于 horse 的短语呢叫做 one horse town one 就是一的意思 horse 还是马 town T-O-W-N 小镇的意思那 one horse town 只有一匹马的村镇或者是只有一匹马的村庄那想必是一个既小又落后的地方对不对以至于整个村子嘛才有一匹马那当然现代规模这些小的这个村镇啊不会再用马的多少来衡量了但是这个习惯用语呢还是延续到现在来说明一个村庄或小乡镇的一个落后的一个情况 One horse town And now let's listen to an example I come from a one horse town in the west I've lived here in New York for 30 years But I often think about going back to the simple life there这个人说了我来自于西部的一个小乡镇在纽约已经住了30年了但是我还常常向往回老家去过那种淳朴的日子 OK So here one horse town 就是指规模很小的小乡镇 One more time I come from a one horse town in the west I've lived here in New York for 30 years But I often think about going back to the simple life thereSo when you want to describe the place, which is very small, not very like modern, very plain, then you can use one horse town to 形容这个地方了。 Last but not least, 最后我们再来学习一个短语叫做 hold one's horses, hold, H-O-L-D, one's horses。那 hold 表示握住、勒住的意思。那从字面上来讲 ，hold one's horses 就是勒住你的马，停步不走。But really， 但真的是这样吗？那这个习惯用语其实在19th century， 在19世纪的时候，被作为一个重要的交通工具时的一个口令，用来要求赶马车的停下他的那些马匹。但是现在呢 ，hold one's horses 被应用在各种场合。比如说像周三的这个什么呀各种购物啊，各种 shopping， 各种血拼了，那其实就可以让你身边的朋友 hold your horses， hold one's horses。 Anyway， now let's listen to an example first. Dad, please hold your horses before you get mad at me. It was the other guy's fault. The cop said soSo his insurance company will have to pay for having the car fixed. 那一听就知道是儿子出了车祸，那爸爸非常生气。那儿子说了 ，Dad, please hold your horses before you get mad at me. 那先不要对我发火啊，老爸。It was the other guy's fault. 是另外一方的这个责任。The cop said so. Cop, 警察，警察这么说了。So his insurance company will have to pay for having the car fixed. 那所以他的这个对方的保险公司呢就得承担汽车的修理费用了。所以在这儿 hold your horses 就是用对方怎么样要求对方忍耐镇静别冲动。Anyway, let's listen to it one more time. Dad, please hold your horses before you get mad at me. It was the other guy's fault. The cop said so.So his insurance company will have to pay for having the car fixed. Remember, hold one's horses 表示要求对方怎么样忍耐、镇静和别冲动。所以刚才说了嘛，在双十一的时候，很多人容易冲动 ，they will buy a lot of things， 会买很多的东西。所以要告诉他们 ，hold your horses， at least compare and think twice。那至少要怎么样对比一下价格，然后要再三的去考虑一下我到底需不需要这个东西 OK 那如果是遇到现实生活当中朋友非常生气非常这个情绪非常着急的话也可以让他们 hold your horses OK calm down 我们先冷静下来再来解决问题 So that's all for today Hope you enjoy my program This is Jeffrey from English Marathon By the way if you want to check all the sentences I used in my program Just 只要点击每天的封面照片就可以查看到每日的例句了That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.